don't have to cram for your exam on the metric system. Meters, liters, and grams. Now you don't have to cram for your exam on the metric system.
Let me start with the ways you can measure a distance, like the height. Mad tall or super small, one of these will do you right. If you try walking a meter, it's easy to complete, because a meter's just a little bit more than 3 feet. But if you walk in a kilometer, it's gonna take a while. It's 1,000 meters, that's over half a mile. A centimeter's dinky, the width of your pinky. 100 of them go into a meter, you still with me? There's another kind of meter smaller than that. It's not very fat, it's called a millimeter, in fact. And it's tiny, 1,000 of them in a meter fit. That's 10 in a centimeter, and that's it.
Meters, liters, and grams. Now you don't have to cram for your exam on the metric system. Meters, liters, and grams. Now you don't have to cram for your exam on the metric
system. Now we're moving on to the liters, measuring liquids in containers. We only got two, it won't take long to explain this. A liter is half a big bottle of soda pop, and a milliliter is just about 20 drops. There's 1,000 milliliters in a liter, you know. So if you got both of those, you're good to go. So now we can move on to the grams, measuring weight, kilograms, milligrams. Yeah, we keeping them straight, it's pretty simple. A paperclip weighs about a gram. A big textbook is a kilogram, man. But a milligram, it's a little harder to slice, cause 10 milligrams is about a grain of rice. 1,000 milligrams is a gram, 1,000 grams in a kilogram. Now we got grams, we also got liters. Put them all together with the meters.
With the meters.
Meters, liters, and grams. Now you don't have to cram for your exam on the metric system. Meters, liters, and grams. Now you don't have to cram for your exam on the metric system.